text alerts. Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
Welcome back to Pep Talk, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, 850-437-1620 if you'd like to be part of the conversation today. In the studio with me, we have Audie, Stephanie, and Blair from Better Homes and Garden Real Estate.
Good morning.
Yeah, welcome to the show.
Happy day.
So tell me a little bit about Better Homes and Garden Real Estate. Let's tell people what you do.
Well, obviously from the name, we're in real estate.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been doing real estate in Pensacola for 13 years. We launched 13 years ago. We have a sister company, Main Street Property Management, which manages about 650 residential properties in Pensacola. And we have about 130 agents who are deeply committed to providing world-class service in the real estate sales business.
Wonderful. What's the area that you cover?
Alabama, okay. A little bit. But predominantly Escambia and Santa Rosa County. We do mm-hmm. some work in Walton County. We have some active agents in Navarre, Gulf Breeze, and Pensacola.
Okay, perfect. And Blair and Stephanie, tell me a little bit about what you do with the company.
Okay, I'll start. So my name is Blair Beck. I've been with the company for, I think, 8 years out of the 13. So I'm one of the brokers as well. So I spend a lot of one-on-one time with the agents, helping to support them, help them navigate through the issues that they're having and making sure that they're giving those customers the world-class service that we expect them to provide. And thank you.
Audie's helping her with something off
in.
On the side there. All right.
And I'm Stephanie Tuqua. I am the marketing director for the company. So all things social media, print, digital marketing, that would be me.
Okay, perfect. And I know that you came in today to talk a little bit about the foundation. Tell me a little bit about why the foundation was formed and what you're focused on with that.
Yeah, very early when we formed the company, we realized that real estate agents who give to the community stay more excited about their business, their longevity is better. And so we just felt like having a mechanism in order to support our community, to give back was important. So we formed the Main Street Foundation very shortly after we opened, actually. Mm. And most of our agents contribute something to the foundation out of every closing. And initially, it was set up to help people that had emergencies, sickness, illness, that kind of thing. And we sort of focused it toward our industry.
Mm-hmm.
But as it's grown, we've been really active with a lot of other charity groups in Pensacola. You know, everything from actually Cat Country. We do a lot with you guys, particularly at Christmas.
Oh, great.
We've had some incredible events where you all have brought us some very compelling needs and some really lovely people that we've been able to reach out and help. And mm-hmm. One I remember was one Christmas, there was a grandmother and her about 12-year-old child that fed people under a bridge in Santa Rosa County.
Mm.
And we were able to be a real blessing to them. We've had situations where the News Journal or you guys in one case had reached out a family that couldn't pay for a funeral, and we were able to help there. We do a lot with Capstone for Kids, Autism Center, American Red Cross, United Way. We just finished sponsoring an event with the Shriners. We love what they do and reach out with them. We've got about 40 charities that we've helped over the last few years in addition to just individuals.
Mm-hmm. So the foundation is considered a 501c3?
Absolutely, yeah.
Okay. And if local nonprofits want to connect with you, maybe this is the first time they're hearing about it and they want to present something to you, how do they do that?
They can give me a call at Better Homes and Gardens office. That's where I hang out every day. So, and just ask for Audie, and you know, we'll do a little bit of paperwork and have a conversation about it. So,
okay, perfect.
Yeah.
And tell me a little bit about the luau.
So the Luau is our largest charity event of the year that the foundation and Better Homes and Gardens puts on. We have held it annually since 2011 when we opened it, but the last time we did it was actually in 2019. We had grown out of where we held it previously, so we rented the large building at the fairgrounds and had about 2,100 people come through. It is a community-wide free family-friendly event with food, live music, children's activities, silent auction, hula dancers, fire dancers, the whole shebang, and all the funds raised from the Luau go directly to the foundation, which in turn goes back into our community, which is why we like to use the hashtag Give Where You Live.
Mm-hmm.
And the foundation, the whole mission behind it is to make a difference, be the change, make the world a better place, and inspire others to do the same. So we take a lot of pride in putting on this event, and it helps a lot of families. Just really this one event does a lot. So mm-hmm. We're really excited about it.
What's the date on that?
So the date of the event is Friday, September 27th from 4 to 9 p.m. It is going to be at the Hagi Temple. And it starts at 4. Like I said, there will be live music to kind of begin it. The hula dancers, tons of great food. We're going to have a dance academy out there as well. Some ukulele players, a limbo contest. And then we will end the night with the fire dancers once it gets dark, of course. And you can follow along on our Facebook company page, which is Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate Main Street Properties. That is where the Luau event is.
Mm-hmm. So with it being a luau and for people showing up, are they supposed to come dressed up, grass skirts, all of
yeah.
that?
Oh, absolutely.
More grass skirts and coconut bras, the better. So bring it.
Nice. So tell me a little bit about the activities, kind of maybe unpack that more in terms of what kind of activities are going to be for families and kids.
So, I can do that.
Yeah, go ahead.
So we're going to have a lot of kids' activities. I think Stephanie mentioned some of them, but there is going to be a hula hoop contest, which the kids love every single year.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have a limbo contest, so that's always fun. And then there's like a dedicated kids activities area. We're going to have a lot of things going on there. They're going to be able to play games and win little goodie bags and prizes and things like that. So there's going to be a lot to keep them busy for sure.
That's awesome. The live music, is it going to be like island themed? What are we thinking here?
So it's actually some of our very own staff members. It is our Team Hughes Real Estate. Audie, do you want to tell them a little bit about that, the band?
This group is really well known all over Pensacola, Train Wreck Happening.
Mm.
And they'll do two sets as well as some emceeing. And I love them. Amy runs our real estate school, Team Hughes School of Real Estate. Barry's an instructor there. They're both licensed with this. Their son plays the drums. And they play almost every week in a nursing home somewhere in Pensacola. But they do a lot of the clubs and places like that, mm-hmm. In the evening. So they've got a real heart for giving, and their music is really incredible. You can actually find them online if you look Trainwreck Happening. But they're good. You'll all enjoy right. the music.
Sounds good. Yeah. We got to take a short break. We'll be back with more Pep Talk right after this.
Hey, Dave Ramsey here. You've heard me talk about one car dealership in Pensacola, Frontier Motors at 230 Beverly Parkway. Folks, new cars lose 11% of their value the second you drive them off the lot. So for years, Frontier Motors has been saving Pensacola residents thousands of dollars by getting them into the best previously owned vehicles. And thousands of people have enjoyed Frontier Motors' no hassle, no pressure experience. Just the best slightly used vehicles in town at a fair price. But don't take my word for it. Look around and you'll start noticing all the Frontier Motors decals and tags. They're everywhere. So if you're in the market for a vehicle, do yourself a favor and see the friendly folks and the huge inventory at Frontier Motors. You can't miss them. Just look for the big buffalo on the lot. That's Frontier Motors at 230 Beverly Parkway. And don't forget to tell them Dave Ramsey said hey.
Football season's here, so let All Season Service Network tackle your HVAC issues, and you can focus on enjoying the game. All Season Service Network's special financing offer requires zero down on all new American Standard heating and air conditioning systems. Subject to credit approval, see dealer for details. And with 24/7 emergency service, you never have to burn up. All Season Service Network, keeping your home comfortable for the past 50 years and counting, so you never have to miss a moment of the game. Call now or visit online, allseasonservicenet.com.
Bands on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority, tonight at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. Bring a blanket or a lawn chair and relax. Enjoy the sunset with your favorite bands. Tonight, it's Class X, a high-energy, fun, classic rock cover band with two powerful lead vocalists playing the best from the 70s, 80s, 90s, and even some from today. It's Bands on the Beach, tonight at 7 with Class X.
Oh no, stomach issues again?
Stomach issues?
Who are you?
Your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do, but any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and speak with your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2, right after Mark Lee Van Camp and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Welcome back to Pep Talk. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. 850-437-1620 if you want to join the conversation today. In the studio with me, we have Audie, Stephanie, and Blair from Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate. So, Audie, tell me a little bit about the current market in the Pensacola area.
Right now, it's very dynamic, and we don't always say that about real estate. You know, real estate is known for being steady, typically, and stable. Not so much recently, but we have still a bit of a shortage of inventory. Mm-hmm. There's a bit of a pause in the market as people are waiting to see what interest rates are going to do. Probably a really good time for people to start looking and considering, because we do have a lot of incentives that are being offered to buy interest rates down and get someone in a lower interest rate now. So, we're looking at a lot of pent-up demand coming in the spring. Mm-hmm. And, of course, perhaps a lot of people are aware of the changes that the National Association of Realtors have made with a recent law settlement. It's changed the way real estate agents are being paid. So that's keeping Blair really busy, because she's in charge of our training. Mm-hmm. And we're having to learn a lot of new forms. But to the public, the change isn't going to be real different, other than I think they're going to get a more focused level of service from buyer's agents. And I think that's really going to be a good thing in reality. So, that's an exciting time to be in real estate.
Yeah, that's great to hear.
Yeah.
So going back to the event, is there anything we need to know about silent auction or anything like that?
Yeah, Stephanie, why don't you share a bit about the silent auction?
So our silent auction is how we raise the most funds for our event. We have quite a few items in it, just a couple to mention here that will be available to bid on. We have a table at an MMA fight. We have a dinner for four by a private chef in the winner's home. Four-piece ice flyer tickets with a jersey, shirts, gift cards. We have a laser tag party that's brought to your house for everyone with kids out there or adults.
Not just kids.
Yeah, whatever. Whatever you're into. And then, of course, we have tons of gift baskets and gift cards and tons more. It's going to be all online and super easy and fun. So you just got to be there.
I think we just added one. It's a custom, like, hand-painted portrait.
Ooh.
By an artist. So that one's going to be really cool.
Nice.
And Stephanie, I don't know if you mentioned, but in years past, we did it, you know, on paper, right? But this year we're going all digital. So it's going to be online. There's going to be an app. So even if someone can't go to the event, they can still participate mm-hmm. in the silent auction. So we're lining that up. If someone is interested in any of it, they need to go find us on Facebook. There's a Facebook event, and Facebook pages, like we mentioned, and they can find that.
Okay.
There's one donation that I'm really excited about. So I take guitar lessons from Gary Seaman, and he's a really good instructor. I enjoy him a lot. He's going to donate some lessons, and we're going to give we're going to auction a guitar with lessons with Gary. I'm anxious to see who bids on that and gets that. I'm sure they'll enjoy.
You can do a duet with them.
Yeah, maybe so. So
where do the guitar come from? Is it a local store or?
Well, Letts is involved in that, so they're giving me a really good price on it.
And I'm
providing the guitar, so it'll be good.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So the Facebook page one more time, like if people were on Facebook, what do they look for specifically to bring that page up?
So you can look it up. The event specifically is called the Main Street Foundation Luau. It is also pinned on our company Facebook page, Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate Main Street Properties, or you can also find it on our not-for-profit, the Main Street Foundation Facebook page. It's everywhere.
It's everywhere.
Okay, perfect.
One thing I want to emphasize, we've talked a lot about the fundraising aspect of this, but you could come and enjoy an afternoon or evening of real fun and not bid on anything and not be expected to spend any money. Now, obviously, if you want to eat, there's going to be a small charge for something to eat, but it's going to be really fun. All of the activities are no charge. We want to have a real fun community activity, and it's a great place for it. So,
awesome. Anything else we need to know about the Luau?
I don't think so.
Okay, kind perfect. I know that you wanted to talk about Mana Food Pantries.
Yeah. Blair?
Yeah, so I'm going to drive this conversation because I've been heavily involved with it over the past couple of years. But we do a Main Street for Mana food drive every year, typically in October or November. So we're gearing up to do that. We've done this food drive for the last 14 years. So it's something that we've done for a long time, and I've been heading it up for like 4 years. So it's very near and dear to my heart. And so basically Mana is a local food pantry, and they help, you know, the vulnerable populations in our community. And, you know, going through COVID and, you know, the economy and all these sorts of things that we have to deal with, it makes it hard for people sometimes to even take care of their families. So Mana helps fill that gap for people. And so we like to help Mana help people. Mm-hmm. This is just one of the ways that we do that. And I really love the Main Street Foundation because a lot of times people want to help people. They just don't know how. So we help our agents get out in the community, really feel like they're doing something, and this is the way that they can do that. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we've raised every year $9,000, $12,000. We raise a lot of, or that's thousands of pounds, by the way, every year. And this year our goal, I believe, is 12,000 pounds of food. Mm-hmm. So it's a high goal, but I really believe that we are going to meet that goal. And we're getting ready. It's going to start from October 1st to October 31st. And our agents are going to be out in their neighborhoods, knocking on doors, asking people to participate. But we did want to let you guys know that the community has an opportunity to get involved with this. We're going to do a trunk or treat at the Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate Main Street Properties office on Creighton Road. So that trunk or treat is going to be on October 25th. Which is a little ways out, but it's time to plan because I know everybody does a trunk or treat, so bookmark this one. But it's going to be from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. on October 25th. And any child that brings canned goods gets a, you know, goodie bag with toys and candy and all the fun stuff that kids love. So I did want people to be aware of that. And there is also a Facebook event that's live now for that if people want to search for it.
Perfect. We'll be back with more Pep Talk right after this.
Hey, Gross. I've now practiced law for over 44 years. I'm proud to say that my three sons are my law partners. We have five offices throughout the Panhandle: Pensacola, Milton, Crestview, Fort Walton, and Navarre. If you have been injured due to the negligence of another, call us at 850-434-3333 or visit us on the web at Gross & Schuster.
Pensacola Little Theater presents A Man for All Seasons, a captivating historical drama that offers a window into the tumultuous 16th century England during King Henry VIII's reign, September 13th through 22nd. The play delves into the moral and political struggles of Sir Thomas More, a devout Catholic and loyal subject to the king. As Henry VIII, driven by his desire to divorce his wife, clashes with the Catholic Church, he demands the unwavering loyalty of his subjects. Secure your ticket for this show online at PensacolaLittleTheater.com or at the PLT box office.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
Hobbies can be fun and expensive. How about a hobby that's fun and could make you money? Find out how this Thursday morning at 10 with Emerald Coast Coins. Hear about precious metals and metal detectors as a great hobby. For nearly 20 years, Emerald Coast Coins has been one of the top-rated businesses in Northwest Florida to buy and sell gold, silver, and the best metal detectors to find treasure. Get more information about this Thursday morning on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
When you listen to News Radio 92.3 on Sundays, you get Christian Outlook at 7, Ask the Preacher at 8, Town Hall Review, Fox News Sundays the Weekend, Tech It Out, and Gun Talk at 8.
Welcome back to Pep Talk, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, 850-437-1620 if you have any questions for our guests. Audie, Stephanie, and Blair from Better Homes and Garden Real Estate with us in the studio today and talking a little bit about Mana Food Pantries and the partnership there.
Yeah, so the last time we were on, we talked about the trunk or treat that we have coming up on October 25th from 5 to 7 p.m. That's at our 1313 Creighton Road office. But I did also want to let people know that if they just felt moved to donate, we'll come pick it up. You can call our office, pack a box, pack a bag, and you can even leave it on your porch. Someone will come pick it up. We don't expect you to open the door and have a conversation with someone. That being said, you know, our goal as a company is to be everyone's favorite real estate company. So if they do happen to have a favorite real estate agent, which I'm sure is one of ours, they can give them a call, and then their favorite agent can come and pick it up. But again, we're doing a Mana Food Drive in October for Mana Food Pantries. So we have a lot of opportunities there for people to give back as well.
Blair, can they drop food at the office anytime in October?
Absolutely. Anytime in October or even now, if someone wants to clean out their pantry, they can bring it to us now and we'll put it up. But starting October 1st, we'll have big bins and they can bring it on by.
And if they want to call us to pick it up, we've got a phone number.
We do. We have a phone number. Golly, it's 850. It's 850-912-4123. Or they can Google us.
Okay, don't forget the Main Street Luau, September 27th from 4 to 9 p.m. at the Hagi Shrine in Pensacola. See you there.
Thanks for coming in today.
Happy day.